Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 247. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on tonight?
We're getting close to 250 on these minis.
You are correct.
All right.
You are correct.
And tonight's going well.
It is going well. I agree. It's been fun.
Doing some math over there, huh?
Mm-hmm. I am. We're three away.
Three? There
we are. One, two, three away.
Yeah, we are getting to the magical number of 250. If it is,
I don't know what happens at 250, but
I don't either. We'll see.
Cupcakes and no, we've already done.
I can set off a firecracker.
Whiskey. In this room.
Yay. Yay.
Hey, have the lights not been going off as much as
they did at one time?
One time. Yeah.
But it's not been doing as much, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But I've just noticed that tonight. That is a good observation. You like that?
Because I
spooky lights.
Hmm. Yeah.
They're behaving.
There's only been one time.
It's not possessed in here tonight is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Maybe when we start talking about our mini topic, it'll start. So, yeah, we're doing good. Having a fun time recording. So, had a good full episode. So, now it's mini time. Mm. So
Dessert is what we call
dessert,
it.
Dessert. Right.
That's right.
Sean, what are we talking about?
This is my pick, and it is Willow's Weep House. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yeah, I had never heard of this place, and it's in here.
I haven't either.
Indiana.
Weird. Mm-hmm. William Shatner has.
Do what?
William Shatner. I watched videos on this, and he.
I did too, and I didn't see William
Shatner. It was the Unexplained on the History Channel.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, he covered it. So, this is Indiana based, so the heartland, right? The small town of Cayuga.
Oh, you know what, real quick?
Cayuga.
Before you start.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think we did a foundation on our full episode.
We didn't, and because you went into the first story, and there really was, you know.
I know.
Don't say it like that. I know, right? I don't mean it that way.
You don't say it's
well,
it is Maine.
Well, I looked up some things.
I forgot to say, hey, Sean, give us a foundation.
I started to say something about it, and
you
I was like,
said
I think
it.
It's okay. I
no,
it's
you, right. Next time.
Spooky dookie.
I was so excited about.
You were excited.
About,
mm-hmm.
I just anyway.
It's
so now
a state in the United States.
Yeah, it is. It's up in the Northeast.
Northeast, yeah.
In the New England area.
That's right.
All right, there we go. There's our foundation on Maine. Beautiful state. Okay, foundation.
Okay, the small town of Cayuga is in the western heartland of Indiana, near the Illinois border. The cross-shaped house is said to be the most haunted house in the Hoosier State and was featured on the first episode of the History Channel's The Unexplained, hosted by William Shatner.
Hmm.
Mm.
The Mad Shatter.
Well, if Bill Shatner talks about it,
Bill
it's
Shatner,
be good.
Who's now, well, he's turning or did turn 95. I think he did turn 95, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is awesome.
And he doesn't look it.
He does not. No. Sharp as a tack.
Just like me. Sharp as a butter knife.
Where are you going over there, Todd?
The house was built in 1890s.
That's, yeah.
1890s. So that would have been around, yeah. Okay.
A while back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
What?
Had suicides and mystery deaths.
Mm-hmm.
This has a past. Let's say it does.
Yeah, several people have died in the home. The man who built it died in the home. Three or four people have committed suicide in the home. You know, it's just one of those things, right?
It's not the home, the house that built you. It's the house that killed you.
Exactly, right?
Killed you.
Don't let it kill you. They say the home is possessed by an evil spirit.
It's in the shape of a cross.
It is. That's right. Mm-hmm. An upside down cross, but I think it
depends on how you look
at it. I was just going to say, it could be either way, yeah. But.
Yeah. The owner of Willow's Weep, Brenda Johnson, spoke to the cast of The Unexplained in the episode they did on Willow's Weep, where she talks about the tragic history of this house. According to Brenda, this house has seen more than its fair share of death. The original builder of the house died inside. That's terrible. There have been a few suicides, as Nate said, that have been that have taken place in this house. And according to Brenda, three men have been poisoned inside the house. She also says since she bought the house and has been putting work on it, she has heard all kinds of banging noises and even had unexplained scratch marks on her. So, this is a malevolent house.
This says Minnie Lamb is the first resident of the famed house. She was believed to have died in the residence in 1932 of bronchial pneumonia, paint pneumonia. Minnie and her husband, Anuel Skies, had one child before her death. They named this child Mary May Runyon. Well, that makes me hungry for Funyuns. I don't know why. A doctor local to Cayuga was called into the home on January 12th, 1923. Model T, right? Cayuga. Here, he said the daughter is under the doctor's care. She was nearing a nervous breakdown, but is now improving. Yeah, it sounds like the house had the ability to take people into the darkness pretty far back in there.
The house is located at the center of a crossroad close to a river. In both folklore and supernatural circles, both crossroads and rivers are seen as spiritual meeting places, often for demons and dark spirits. And that's not the only uncanny thing about the property. From the front, the cute clapboard building seems like a great place to live, but from above, it's evident that the willow's weep is cross-shaped and faces east. If it wasn't clear by that alone, the entrance is located at the base, making the house into an inverted cross.
See? You're using logic, huh?
Mm-hmm. I still say it's how you look at it.
That's right. That's right.
Interesting. Yeah, it is kind of creepy. So we were talking about Brenda Johnson, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So on the TV show narrated by William Shatner, Bill Shatner, as I like to call him, Miss Johnson describes experiencing paranormal activity in the home. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her experiences when she began to renovate it. She said that she experienced depression and anxiety when she was inside. She said when her son attempted to repair the ceiling, boards flew off by themselves, striking her and her son.
Man.
She said the home actively interfered with any improvements. After violent attacks and mysterious accidents, she abandoned the home and has allowed paranormal researchers to investigate it in order to find out why this phenomena occurred. In 2019, Brenda sold the home to Dave Spinks.
Hmm.
So she said, I've had enough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Inside,
that's right.
The geometry of the home is even more sinister. Though it may not be evident at first glance, the corners of joining rooms meet in the main living area to form a pentagram.
Oh, no way. See, this
that's
is just
wild.
Getting, yeah. This all come together.
That's right.
It's making sense now.
In 1999, Curtis and Cheryl Skinner purchased the home. Only 2 years later, Cheryl died at 42 inside the home of a heart attack, basically, myocardial infarction. Curtis then died in 2006 at age 63 from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. There were also three men who were possibly poisoned in the house, but they say they don't have a lot of information on those.
Yeah, I had mentioned that, but they didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping there was going to be a little bit more.
Brenda even saw ghosts, actual ghosts, when she had the house. So,
the original homeowner that built the house, he was found in the bathtub.
Oh.
No cause of death could be determined.
Jeez. Just hanging out in the
bathtub. Getting?
Mm-hmm. Something did. This says they have paranormal investigators, like we said, recounting experiences of attacks, disembodied voices, shadow figures, and poltergeist activity. Now, currently, this says the house is no longer open to paranormal investigators or open to the public. That stinks. Why not?
Hmm. That'd be an interesting place to
visit. This was in 2022. I wonder if that's changed at all.
Maybe
in the mid-1950s, while replacing a floorboard, residents found a crumbling book in the space between the floor and the packed dirt under the house. Upon further inspection, they saw the strange book was a Grimoire filled with horrific images of brutality and dark incantations.
Oh.
This was no normal Wicca book. The obvious can't contained and obviously contained the owner's deepest secrets. Worse, according to the inscription, it belonged to a previous resident.
Huh. Hmm. Nothing's good about this.
No, it doesn't sound like
There's nothing that's positive. That's, yeah.
Said most mean,
after, everything dark is there.
It's a good thing it's closed down because most people won't step inside it.
Petrified about the witch's possible return after burning the book, the occupants moved out.
Hmm. Okay. I've got here the current. Now, this is, I don't know when this was dated. But at this time that the article was written, current owner Dave Spinks said there is no disrespect intended to the people who have died in the house, but he will continue to investigate Willow's Weep and allow other paranormal specialists to do so as well. He says it is not just the Skinners that haunt the house, but there are many more. A man emailed me and said his grandmother used to live in the house back in the 50s and she experienced paranormal phenomena back then. Dishes she would set on the table the night before. When she got up the next morning, they would be all over the floor, just like a tornado went through there, and she would often witness a rocking chair in the house rocking on its own numerous times over the years, Spinks told us. There is more than one ghost in the house.
So
it's been a long time, but this activity.
It has a Facebook page, and if you go to it, it says, the house is not available to the public and never will be again, closed for over 3 years.
Whoa.
That's kind of a lot, isn't it?
Huh.
But it does. I mean, all of the links are basically, things they've covered. I wonder
if he still owns it. I don't know. So he must have sold it because he was all about letting investigators go in, Dave Spinks. So maybe he got rid of it and whoever owns it now.
So back when.
That's too bad.
Brenda and her son were working on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And got struck shortly after Brenda reported being scratched, like she said, or you guys said earlier, by something unseen and finding 6 claw marks.
Ooh.
As though a person with an extra finger raked their nails over her back.
Oh, extra finger.
I just found out something. So I didn't know that. Looking at all this, I didn't see this. On May 26th, they posted 2024. In case you didn't know, the Willow's Weep house is permanently gone. I made the decision to rid the world of this negative location on May 14th. I bought the house to further study the paranormal, and that's exactly what I did there. I documented a lot of phenomena there along. I'm stuck on the first part.
Here you go.
There along with many, many other teams and investigators. Many teams have been there before, owned it as well. Other people were spiritually attacked by some malicious forces. I didn't give it a second thought. The land has been cleared and blessed. It was a 7-year project that has come to an end. There will be a few more things released about this house coming in the near future. The Weep is no more. I will say this. I've already made another purchase of a property that will be studied and investigated like the Weep. So stay tuned. So there it is.
Yeah,
Destroying it. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So I thought, well, let's look it up and see what their plans are. Well, plans are it's gone.
I was about to say, well, at least Zach Bagans didn't buy it and destroy it. And now,
but
he's going. Whoever had it is destroying it.
Has anybody told Bill Shatner? He's going to be devastated.
Well, and look, it's on the links on the Facebook. It says Dave Spinks. So he's the one that bought it and he was allowing investigators, but now he must have thought it was too much.
It's gone. Well, he made a judgment call. So are we going?
Well, not now.
The land is cleared and blessed. So
I have
that's a bummer. A
passage in this site titled The Handyman.
Mm.
Around the same time as she'd bought the house, this is Brenda, Johnson hired a maintenance man. Deborah. What did I say before? Oh, there is a Brenda. Deborah heard a cry from outside where he had been mowing the lawn. She rushed outside to investigate and found the man crumpled against the wall of the house, unconscious. After being rushed to the emergency room, it was discovered that his spine had been nearly fractured in several places. He couldn't remember what happened, but Deborah suspects that he didn't heed her warning and got too close to the willow tree. Let's see. The tree is rumored to contain the spirits of vengeful dead or demons.
Oh.
And after her son's accident and her own attack, she began to pay attention to the stories she's previously ignored. Upon discharge from the hospital and some recuperation, the handyman said he felt well enough to finish the work he was contracted to perform, including checking under the house to verify if any of the strange banging actually being caused by the pipes. In order to access the plumbing, he had to go through the entrance of the exterior access hatch and crawl on his belly. But once under the house, he discovered that this was easier said than done. Where there should have been packed dirt were mounds of varying sizes. Assuming it was the work of groundhogs or rodents, he began to push them aside and clear a path. It was while clearing the path that he found the bone.
Oh.
He wanted to assume that it was a long buried pet or maybe livestock that had gotten under the house and died. He couldn't maintain that belief for long. Out of the darkness came hands he couldn't see or touch, pulling him and trying to drag him down. Now this part said the bone. After struggling for what felt like an eternity, he was able to free himself. Johnson, hearing the commotion while working above, ran out just in time to see the handyman crawling from the hatch, panting and panicking. He threw the bone at her and declared he would never go under that house again. And if that was a problem, she could find another contractor. Deborah, sensing the bone might be related to the accidents, brought it to a local physician. The doctor quickly identified it as the intact humerus of an older child, long dead. Law enforcement was called, but because the bone was over 50 years old, the police declined to investigate. Unsatisfied with ignoring the house's deepest secret, Johnson did some research and called David Spinks. Spinks, first introduced to the Willow's Weep, was through his work as a paranormal investigator. After determining there was nothing she could do to change the house and not wanting her and her family to become part of Willow Weep's legacy of a suspicious death, she sold the house to Spinks and never looked back.
I don't blame her. And now it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's okay.
So it must have been pretty wild for him to make the determination to tear it down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there had to be something to it. I mean, this this house has a lot of, a lot of death, tragedy. Very negative.
Well, I mean, that's...
I just hate, though, when they, I don't know.
It's a big deal, though, to make that decision to, like, having bought it, you've gone through all this stuff. There must have been something terrifying to say, okay, we're going to destroy this place.
Because, yeah, people just don't do that on a normal basis. So there has to be something to it. Maybe just getting rid of the house. But getting rid of the house...
Does it really...
Get rid of the spirits. Get rid of
the problem.
Or the bad. Yeah.
And as she's saying, like, it was the willow tree that was holding the spirits. I wonder if they got rid of that.
That's what I was going to ask. I wonder if the tree's still there. Okay, so we'll go and we'll find the tree.
We'll find the tree, yes.
See what happens, right? Wow. Anything else on Willow's Weep?
No, but I think it's fascinating. And I, like I said, I didn't know it was gone. So
I didn't know it was here.
You didn't know it was here. Now you don't know it's gone.
Yeah.
You were excited, here, now disappointed. It's, yeah. It's been, it's a, you know. It's a, what is it?
I think it's...
I like stories.
Full
like
circle.
That.
Came around full circle.
Yeah. I'm in a glass booth of emotion.
Well, it's, you know, you find something that's relatively close to where you live that you never heard of before. and it has a story like that.
Yeah.
Just
now it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's no more.
Here today, gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or here today, gone today. For us, anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else on Willow's Weed? Did we already just asked that? No? We covered it?
No, I think we hit it.
Okay. That was good. Creepy.
Very tragic. Creepy. Indiana-based?
Indiana-based, local. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't beat it. Talk about Bill Shatner?
That's right. Billy Shatner.
Can't beat that.
I call him Billy. I'm just going to keep changing it. <It's> a... Well, if that's all we got on Willow's Weep, Nate, what you got for us, sir?
As the willow gently weeps, that's a wrap.
Mm, excellent. Excellent, Nate.
Good job,
Nate. Yeah, good job. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 247 and our discussion on the Willow's Weep House. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.